vorhabe, glaube ich noch. Soll ich kennen, ja. And I'll be strong. First. Or first, yeah. Things I write to you, who I hope come for you. What if I'm delaying it? I write that you have to want to talk to yourself, how to go on. That I'm always amazed every time I read verse 6 as to the connection between the previous verse and the introduction of the mystery of godliness. Because remember, the apostle is talking about right conduct. It's not a matter of what I know, yes, it's a matter of my behavior, and emphasizes that very clearly. And then he introduces us to the matter of mystery. I think sufficient to say is that godliness can only be found in a blessed man. That's the blessed man we're going to take up in line of finding. So what is godliness? Analogy or simple example of God being known in the circumstances of man. Every circumstance of mine must be governed by godliness in the sense that God has his place in me. I move in light of heaven. I run in light of heaven. I speak in light of heaven. I work in light of heaven. So heaven has its entire governing presence over me in every aspect of my life. That's godliness that I think is going to be manifested in the expression God manifests. Original. The mystery of godliness is great. And we bear that in mind. Because each one finds for us what is the mystery of godliness. And as a result, the mystery of godliness is God manifest flesh. That God took a condition in the circumstances of manhood that he never was in before, and yet not alter who he ever was.
God.
Yes, there is. And I thought what I was implying before is that if you want right conduct in the house of God, if Timothy is to get it, he's going to find it in looking at a man on earth who was here for the delight and pleasure of God, manifest in flesh, justified in spirit. These are the things of godliness, Timothy, saying the same thing. Us today. These are the godliness that will provide right conduct. what is being signed of God. Although God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, all in one, yet the Spirit of God uses the different titles connected to the person in order to bring out a line. God manifests in flesh. That is, God is Son. In flesh. because I think I must go a little further. Fine. Back. You must go back.
Yeah.
You must go back a bit before we go forward to resurrection. What is beautiful is in the manifestation of flesh, there was man here for the delight and pleasure of God. But there was a man here who was not justified by flesh. Notice he was justified by spirit. There is nothing that the flesh, your flesh or my flesh, has done to this blessed man. Only give him flesh in order to take up the conditions that were associated with us. That is, in order to put to death. Here he is justified in spirit. And he takes us, first of all, to his birth. There was the matter of, again, that holy thing, born of God, Son of God. Then there is the characteristic feature of the main offering. There was the mingling of oil, and then there was the pouring of the oil. So there is a light that was there that the Spirit of God could look upon and point the finger and say, there is God, man. There is God. I believe that I But I believe that this is the first time we have on earth the display of a blessed man upon whom the Spirit of God rested. The first time. No other time was there such an evidence on earth. The angelic host opened up, the heavens were opened up, and the angelic host could declare glory to God in the highest and on earth God's good pleasure in man. The Spirit of God could attest to the greatness, blessed and blessedness of the one who was here. I think we've got to go back.
Yeah. Right. When is it? I know the rested.
Continually, there was the Spirit of God was on him from the moment. All the way through his experience of care for man.
I want to follow. But what? What?
I like to think of the word endure. That's what I think about. Proved. He was approved by the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God, you remember, if we go back to the matter of blood, the dove went out and could find no resting place whatsoever until eventually a resting place was found as the blood. But here is a blessed man on whom the Spirit of God, that dove, found its resting place immediately, because there was that which was on earth that represented what was in heaven. One of five walls set out for us with the cup. And in this offering, the second offering was a bloodless sacrifice. Had to do with oil and had to do with frankincense. And life Christ, a life that was here in absolute light, fragrance emanating that life to as a fragrance not God. That's the idea of the offering aspect that I was referring. Christ is the flesh for the eye of God, flesh of God, not for the eye of man. Well. Yeah, those two aspects are important. Mingled with oil, anointed with oil, which has birth as well as the baptism experience. There's the expression, has appeared to me. Another cut, next, Matt, Paul, and Chris. Now, the angelic are here also. Their creator is manhood and angels looking on. They are an amazing. Now, you remember, yes, we're talking about how the assembly out angels so that they're learning the manifold wisdom of God, the assembly. If that's true, you know, realize that the angelic host took account of this blessed man who is the teacher of godliness through and through. Angels look on with amazement and wonder. Wonder that the glory to God is on earth. God's pleasure in a man. Heavenly hosts do it for.
When created first God.
As
light. Set that up in first man failed. And did not thwart the purposes of God, because nothing catches God by surprise. So he takes the cup in another man. Blessed man of whom gave woman, man out of heaven. I was thinking that in the matter of the angel, looking on and finding on earth now a man that can, whose interest is the interest of God, because the interest of heaven is taken up in the angelic host looking on below. I'm reminded of what we get in Job 38, verse 7. There was a peace of joy. Go with me, the angelic. There was the period of time in Job 38, verse 7, when the angelic host sang for joy at creation. But there is nothing compared at the present moment with the expression of the angelic being looking on presently and finding a man who is in every way characterized by all the features of God. Joy here, exclusive joy of creation. Morning stars sang together. All the sound sun was out. It's almost different. I'm not telling you that. I'm not telling that there is a here, because creation dwells present. Man. That expression that there is that that there might be dispensing of grace. Gentiles would be those who would be receiving that testimony of grace. That it was not just now a Jewish matter. If you go to the gospel, let's read that verse. To lifting up the son, lifting up the child, his arms, and blessing him. And what does he say in verse 29? Lord, now thou lettest thy bondman go according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light for the revelation of the Gentiles and the glory of Israel, that the Gentiles came under the eye of God as revelation given of the grace of God now to be dispensed to the Gentiles. And then it says, to also be the glory of thy people. So I think that this verse takes that expression. Remember when the Greek came up, looking with him, said, except corn of wheat, fall into the ground and die, divide the loaf. But unless it dies, it brings forth much fruit. So it was not, they were not allowed at that particular moment, but it was an anticipation of the lack of going into death, which was then opened up for a full name. part of God.
Yes, it is.
One thing. This is the whole crux of God. Is that now there is a response. That his life was not a wasted life as a result of the testimony that he brought to bear as being the one God manifested in flesh, justified in spirit, appeared to angels. He is now the one testimony has been believed. And that there is a company on earth called the Assembly in whom that testimony is done. So God has a wonderful picture set before us of godliness or present in a man, but now passed on in a company. I think it is received up in conditions of glory. Really, that's what it is. No, went up not just simply as being here as a man finished the work, but they spoke about the power that raised him from the dead and transported him right through satanic forces. All the satanic forces arrayed atmospherically there hinder him. Went up God.